What it do, Fair Fairborn in the building. Yo. Hey, I'm late. I almost made myself out to be a liar. I was supposed to be talking about the Kyrie situation. I keep getting asked about it. And somebody was like, you know, my boy Monty, one of the drivers at my job. Cool, brother. Asked me, he was like, yo, how you feel about Kyrie situation? I told him I'm twofold on the situation. One way I feel about it is I feel like he jumped in the conversation that had nothing to do with it. That's my first thing. My second thing is he's right. The anti-Semitic, what is anti-Semitic? And how is it becoming a trending thing again? One of my favorite movies stars Brendan Fraser, and when he was at an all-boys Catholic school, and they persecuted him for being Jewish. And I never knew what the hatred was. Mind you, I never know what the real hatred is for any race, whether it be Jew, Irish, Italian, Spanish, and especially Black. I don't never understand why the hate, and why you're so mad, and why you want these other races to feel so beneath you, or I don't know, get it. The Kanye situation is really overrated because he's just a talkative person. He's not a free thinker. He's not super mad smart. We give him way too much credit for a lot of things that he's done, he does, and it's like, all right, cool, fuck it. But Kyrie jumped into the conversation. And then not only did he jump into a conversation, it breeds another conversation that we're not having when it comes to this topic. Is it faith or is it genetics? When people talk about the Jews and Jewish men and this, that, and the fifth. Like, what is it? And it's a conversation piece that they had. But I told him this, and I told him, I was like, I felt Kyrie shouldn't have said nothing about it. You know, they asked him about Kanye. Hey, man, it's Kanye, bro. You know, it's Kanye. I've never met a Jewish person I didn't like. I've done business with them. I've ate with them. I've been to the synagogue and a lot of the other things. And I don't understand what the hate is. I've learned about Amish people, learned about the Shakers in school. I learned about all these people in different religions, and they're just dope people. Where you come from, how you come from, and says people who are led by faith happen to be dope. There's a video out with a man talking about how Black people, Africans, are related to Jewish people genetically, and so you can't be anti-Semitic to your own people, and that's a crazy point. I don't like the conversation because Black people have jumped in and just want to defend everybody and don't know the situation. We give too many people too much credit. Like DJ Khaled, I was talking about him. Got 18 CDs out. Created. Let's say 500 songs. Okay. Can't rap to save his life. Ain't spit a bar. Ain't got Grammys. How? He's an artist though. Can nobody you know name a DJ Khaled verse that was like, oh, bars. Bars. It's never going to happen. His ad-libs ain't even his ad-libs. You know? But we, the culture that moves the world, support him and drive him. I think Kyrie is really tired of basketball, to be honest. That's why he stuck his nose into business that did concern him. If my thing is this, and it goes with Kanye too. What does letting the world know that there's a certain group of people controlling anything do? You don't have the money to fight them. You don't have the means. You don't even have a motive to like bring them down. So why bring it up? That's my biggest question. Jerry Seinfeld is one of the world-renowned comedians, and he's Jewish. And his makeup of how he became one of the greatest comedians is dope. If you follow it, if you understand it, you know, his community backed him up. The Jewish community is an amazing community that has a great blueprint of how to win, how to think and grow rich and be successful. And everybody doesn't get it. I got it. I understand it. And I'm mad that my people don't want to follow the blueprint. Everybody follows the blueprint. Asians follow the blueprint. Arabic. Asian, Arabic. Some Africans. Caucasian, Italians. Irish. It doesn't matter who. The UK. Russians. Australians. It doesn't matter. Everybody follows the blueprint except African American. Except black people. To a T. Eat and grow with your people. It's simple. Just eat and grow your people. Kanye is a billionaire. Well, was a billionaire. Jay-Z's a billionaire. Diddy's a billionaire. All these mogulhead are billionaires. What have they done, community-wise? Where are the other people that they come together with their money, their billions and millions, and bought stuff? Bought buildings, bought streets, bought towns, put the town people in charge of stuff to create their brands, their stores, their stuff. No. Everybody wants to be in this whole appreciated and accepted by Caucasian views and likes. And that's the sad truth. Kanye has always done this. You talk all this, like, we get it. You're sad. You think you killed your mom. You feel guilty for your mother's death. We get it. Okay? You had a mental issue. But your mom did all this for you to get you where you want to be, to build your confidence where you had to be, for you to be a dumbass. For you to be somebody that's not even respected. You got to get to it. You're entertaining. And entertaining is only good so long, so far. You're entertaining so long. Where's the moment where you create something that you can stand behind and build on and be like, I made this. And it's amazing. And I want everybody to get on board. You'll never see that. You'll never see the Kanye West TV show. Oh, I wouldn't watch it. Hell, I hate the Keeping Up with Kardashians when he was on around that crap. My point is, we gotta stop supporting blindly. Kyrie just jumped in and didn't have to. He took all that money you making. Which I'm not gonna lie. They paying NBA players a lot of money. A lot of money. And everybody's not watching basketball. I can't tell you the last time I watched a full basketball game. On purpose. I can't tell you. Or football, or any sport for that. It's just not that thing for me no more. I grew up, I guess. But that man, right? He giving up $500K a season to anti-Semitic talks and this and what? That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. To be just giving up. Who gets the money? It goes back to the same people. It's kind of funny though. Same people you claim that run you. You're going to donate the same money out of your check that they gave you back to them. That's amazing. That's smart. Anyways. Monty said I had a good viewpoint on it. I was going to talk about it. I almost forgot. I ain't posted in a while. Fighting a lot of depression right now. You know, I lost my mind. This dumped the stuff. And I'm dealing with the consequences from behind it. And, you know, with that being said, do better with your time, man. Stop thinking you got time to do something. Start working out the day. Start reading more books. Start getting your money together. Start saving. Start being better today. Because tomorrow's not promised. And, yeah, stay up, man. Be safe. It's cold outside. It's crazy outside. And something would happen. I miss y'all. So, y'all be easy. And I'm gone.
I'm trying to ride this out for like 10 more minutes, 10 more seconds, but I guess not.
Yo, favorite fat boy in the building. Word Chronicles. It's crazy outside. I feel bad for ladies. I feel bad for anybody trying to date in this climate right now who realize that there's a high possibility you're going to get finessed. You got females not taking showers more than 2 times a week or baths. That's crazy. What I want to just talk about is a lot of dudes are bums. I didn't know the bum climate was like at a high level than what it is. But the part that really got me was they supposed to be the cream of the crop. I told a dude today I work with, I've been in my feelings, I've been depressed, I've been sad, I ain't really been eating, I fumbled my bag. He's like, oh, what you do? Oh, what you do, like 35 hours, 32, 30? I said, no, I only did 52. He's like, you still got overtime? I said, no, but I know I'm used to doing more. Problem is, everybody, yo max and everybody max. When you go to the gym, people be working out. What you can live, everybody can't live. What you can do, everybody can't do. You got to understand, a lot of us are great, and a lot of us are normal and regular. And I ain't never woke up and wanted to be regular. I love being amazing, love being awesome. He said this, too, and this is what got me on my mini rant. I got to start messing with women who got cars. Mind you, he don't have a car. So when my car down, I can lean on her. Like, you woke up with that on your mind. Jesus, we're going to say a prayer for this nigga, because this nigga has lost his ever-loving mind. And I don't be understanding what the hell be going through the mind of these dudes. Like, bruh, what are you doing? Who raised you? In my TK Kirkwood voice, who raised you? Why do you think it's okay to like, misandry ain't supposed to be a man thing. That's what it was. That was the original thought. Misandry ain't supposed to be a man thing. Misandry is supposed to be for women, and so we can mock them and make fun of them. But in some type of way, you dudes wake up on Beyonce's internet and figure out a way to make everything equal. Everything ain't supposed to be equal, man. That side's supposed to be that side, and this side's supposed to be this side. And we supposed to just be okay with that. Y'all just be doing too much, bro. Get off your ass. Go to work. Get some money. It's the money out here. I don't be understanding this. The money is out here. It's cats that... This boy talking about going to get Jay's outfit. He calculated up. It's about $700, right? $700. Just the shoes, the pants, the shirt. $700. He was like, yeah, I'm going to just have to just chuck this up. Hey, man, I need a fire stick. I said, oh, cool. My fire stick is $100. Dang, man. Why are you texting? You ain't texting Jordan. You ain't texting Valencianga. You ain't texting Red Monkey, Red Bottom. You ain't texting none of them. You ain't bet an eye when the price says $700. But I told you my price. I tell you, and I'm going to tell you what you're getting. And this is, go away. I be trying to tell people, I have to walk away from people. Get your bum self away from me. This is what it is. I'm not alone. I could have gave him a lower price. Because he's right. A lot of units are on sale right now. Amazon, Best Buy. A lot of units of what I do, they're on sale. But they're not finna put the time. They're not finna put the effort. They're not finna do this. You finna get it and it's just on there. You ain't got an account. You ain't got no. You don't know how to do, you don't know how to program it. You think you're gonna watch a YouTube video, it's gonna tell you everything? It's not. I learned that the hard way 8 years ago. Everything ain't equal. A lot of y'all need to learn to hustle more. Get it's money out here. It's skills out here. A lot of us can't do it. I told him, like, you know, gotta jump something, right? I got a jump kit in the car. Oh, I ain't never jumped a car, truck car before. How are you 42 and never had to jump a car before? How? How have you never had to do that? I was like, you know how to change tires? No, I called AAA. Jesus. Jesus. What? Man, look, my dad taught me how to change brakes, change the oil, and I'm still, I mind you, I pay people to do it, but I can do it myself. Push, come to shove, I'll do it. It ain't hard. I know what to do. Where the skills at? It's too many skillless, talentless men out in the world. And y'all ladies love him. He be on the phone caking every night with a chick. Every night, he caking hard. And here's the thing. I'm really starting to think a lot of y'all women, y'all like dummies. Y'all like men who y'all know were not smart. I was about to say the R word. Y'all like them men. And that's okay. Not okay, like, cool. It's like, okay, what's wrong with you? Who abused you? What happened? What the trauma that triggered in your brain that this was okay? Because that's what it is. You were traumatized as a child, as a young woman, as an older young woman, and you just accepting the crust and crumbs of the barrel when you can go to the top and get the cream of the crop. And you don't want to compromise. You like, how really out here loving bums? It's sickening. Oh God. Never change a tire. That bothered me. Like, it's certain stuff when people talk to you, they tell you about them. No, you shouldn't have told me that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it all the way funky with you. You shouldn't have told me that. I don't know why you told me that. I can't look at a man the same that way. I can't look at a man the same way. I can't look at men who think that fatherhood stops at 18. I can't look at you the same. A lot of these dudes is sassy. Sassy is the word we going to use. Sassy. You a sassy man. And used to one point in time, we used to call them punks, and we used to call them the G word. Nah, they sassy now. You just a sassy man. Because you talentless, clueless, styleless. Oh, God. I feel bad. I feel bad. I really do. Because I'm on a hustle. Right now, I'm finna get this money, go see my babies, take them shopping. Because shopping, having my daughters spend my money really is therapy. Spoil them.
We can't answer the door right now.
Make sure that their life is.
You can do it now.
What up, Ray? I'm at the door. They sassy. Sassy man. But now my daughters are cool. I want to make it difficult to talk to any man. You know, because I'm setting the bar high. Stupid high. What it do? What it do? Favorite fat boy in the building. I'm back. I was down, sick, hurt, emotionally just lost. And I was supposed to link up with Entrez and do an episode. And the window of my truck, my driver's side window, the control panel went out. I had a little crack. So there's a little piece where the headphone, where the window is, and I was like, I can't do no pie in the car for a while. And I was like, all right, cool, I'm going to do something different. I didn't do nothing. I just moved out. But today, I think yesterday, I dropped the video on Facebook. Got a new Facebook page, got a new YouTube page, got a new IG page, Black Man Water Cooler Podcast. I showed it to BWP. People remember that easier. Mr. Adam IG is Mr. Blue 720.2. Same name on Facebook, but I'm back. You know, I'm still not there, but I'm back. But anyways, I read something. I saw it when she first said it, and then, you know, shout out the crew season, shits and gigs, whole bag. I'm behind on all my podcasts, and Heart of Soft, so saying I'm behind. I just haven't been in the mood to listen. But I saw a title from Googly Muggly. That's a long line. I saw a title from crew season, cause you know them boys just hit a mil on YouTube, Subwise, I think. And they got their plaque. I think they got a man. Anyways, I read what they said. And I was like, no. There's a lot of things you can say that I can mess with. And there's some things you just can't say. And I'd be like, you know, that's the other point. No, I'm not. You know. One of the twins from Sister, Tia or Tamara, I don't know which one it was. She's getting a divorce. And when she said this line, I was like, oh, okay, cool. she's equating her line, her divorce, to a graduation. She's literally said that the divorce is like a graduation period. And call bullshit. There's no other way of saying that. I call crapola. King crapola. It's like you can't mean that. You can mean anything, but can't a graduation though. And like I'm saying it because I posted a video on Facebook and YouTube. And this dude was acting flamboyant and zesty. Okay? I'm not gonna use the other word. Flamboyant and zesty. He walked up with two different women. Okay? Two different women. Two different races. Two different body types. Right? Flamboyant and zesty. Right? Call both women bitches. Right? And the host said, they loved it, ate it up. Like, yo, we should link up, have drinks and all this. They were down immediately as soon as he got the number. So, yeah, well, what we want to link this up? Whole voice changeover. He went from blue flaming flamingo to Don Corleone, suave Stefano. He went from Urkel to Stiff Stefan. And, like, both girls were like, what are you doing? No. You gave me the number now, sweetie. No. It's I'm so glad technology has evolved. Because if technology hadn't evolved, we would have more Ted Bundys out here doing football numbers. Like, what do y'all be doing? What do y'all be thinking when y'all come out the house? There's something really off about people in society, especially the non-men people in society. It's just something just not there. And like her saying that was crazy. Like it's part of the graduation. I get her saying like it's the final stage of a situation. I get that part. And that part I can respect. I can respect that part and that makes sense and some more stuff. But in the same breath, no. No, sweetie. You got it. No. Because, like, no, I'm cool. She's hilariously funny. Hilariously funny. What is the hell is going on? I'm trying to go through my notifications. I want to read it exactly how they got it put. And I can't find it right now. I've been away. I've just not been active, you know. I'll be pushing. Be myself and learn to deal with the hand I'm dealt. That's it. What happened to that? What happened to dealing with what you were given and evolving from that? Now you can identify as anything than what you are, and it's great. Yeah, we got everybody want to identify as something else, and it's crazy. Cause like here's the thing. And then, like, no shame to people who want to be identified as something else. Because, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I would love to be identified as a white male in America. You know, automatically, that'll boost my credit score to 750. But it's not the hand I was dealt. Okay. Secondly, I like being a black man. It is the best, worst job that you could ever be given to a person in this country. And I wear it. I'm going to work late today. Oh, I'm going to my schedule time. I could go late. I could not go at all. They never had to deal with a black man in leadership at my job. They never had a guy that's going to be like, all right, cool, I'm going to do this to get the job done. And that's just how I move. Not because I want to, because I have things to do. I have a greater plan. It's a step thing. It's steps. There's nothing given to you. You need to earn everything that you have, because once you earn it, you want to keep it. And once you want to keep it, you feel like it was worth it. And sometimes it's everything's not worth it. Everything you have worth keeping ain't going to be worth it. Relationships included. The cars, houses, you know. You put too much money in, doesn't have enough resale value, equity backed at you. Relationships. Everybody's not finna be there for you. You know, you might have bought a limit. It's simple things like that. You gotta go through it though. It's a process. And with you identifying to someone else, you're not allowing the process to happen, which is really stopping your growth as an individual. That's how I feel, at least. You're stopping your growth as an individual. And I mean, hey, you know, that's what you wanna do. All right, cool. But you shouldn't stop growing till you stop breathing. And that's how I feel about that. But anywho, it's a lot of craziness happening right now. A lot of craziness happening. A lot of people don't be getting it, don't be understanding. Like, yo, hey man, like this is what's happening. This is what's not happening. All right, cool. You know, let it move how you want to move. I just don't be understanding, like, the myths and the facts. I believe a lot of things that my generation of men, which is like, I feel like 80s babies were like the last generation of a lot of things. Okay? Last generation for a lot of things. 90 babies kind of got a little bit of it, but 80s babies really were the last ones. We were taught so much stuff, brainwashed, drilled, trained to believe so much stuff. And now that we're older, in our 30s, 20s, 30s, and 40s, you know, none of it came true. None of it was. Talking about money, I'm talking with one of my partners today. We're talking about money. Talking about women with money. And it doesn't matter what a woman makes, she automatically feels that she's a $100,000 chick. Doesn't matter. As a man, you know, in a different ballgame. You make 30K a year, you make 40K a year. You know what level of the game you in and how to move accordingly. And that's fine. And that's cool. That's a great, you know, structure setting for individuals to know how you want to move. Women don't have to do that. Women can just feel like I'm entitled to $1 million and the world's supposed to revolve around them. And that's not the case. A lot of women are dealing with devastation, disillusion, because they were taught that their feelings were supposed to override the logic of the world, and now they're dealing with the reality that they have no logic and their feelings don't mean nothing. And that's a hurtful situation. In the same breath, you got to be more aware of what is real and what is not. A lot of women think they deserve a LeBron James, Chris Brown, Wesley Pipes, person, guy. Carlos Miller has a joke. He's like, women be making up super Negroes in their mind, don't want to deal with the men that's in their life. They gotta have a dude that's rich, have a lot of money, a weekend home, write poetry, he a gangster, fight, sell dope, build cars from scratch. He an architect, an engineer, and everything. And that's just the guy that's supposed to be for them. And in reality, Tom that's in your DMs or time to text you when he saw you at the grocery store is the perfect guy for you. He's not going to leave you. He wants to see you grow, wants to help you build. And he's going to love you. He's going to love you when you're emotionally unstable. He's going to love you when you haven't had anything to eat and you're really mean and savage. He'll still love you. And a lot of women don't be getting that. A lot of women have a dude in their life that, you know, they are underqualified to be with. I'm just going to keep on with you. And it works vice versa, but it's more so on women holding the ball. You're dealing with a guy that's underqualified. You don't know what you want to do, how you're going to do things 90% of the time. 90% of the time, you don't know what you want to do. Okay? And you got a guy that's like, all right, cool. Well, when I get paid, I'm going to take care of this. Oh, your car's making a noise. I'm going to take care of it. You know how many times I've, like, broke out my tool kit and, like, had to fix something on a car? Let the mother of my children tell you. I'm not that guy. Now, mind you, I do have an ex-girlfriend who has asked me to pull literal magic tricks out of my butt, and I've done it, and like totally changed her perception how she saw me. And it's like, oh, I need this done. Okay, cool. I watched some YouTube videos, got it done. Simple thing. Like, how'd you do that? I'm a visual learner for some things. I can see it done, I can read it to do done, I can get it done. You know, somebody, their tail light was out. Change the bug. They had the same car. So when mine went out, I had to change mine. I watched a YouTube video with AutoZone. I got everything I need. And like, I got you. You know, it's simple. It's not hard being with a woman. It's not. It's super simple being with a man. It's not hard. A lot of people just make situations difficult. Back to the conversation about money. I only know I have a lot of female friends. Female associates, female family. I don't really have a lot of friends. Associates and family. They're two groups. Okay. I know a lot of them that have money, went to school, got the degree, used their degree. Emphasis on use their degree. I'm so tired of women bragging about their degrees. Like, you have a bachelor's over here, a bachelor's over here, and you're working at Walmart. And you're not even pulling in $40,000 a year. Why? You have a degree, man. What are you doing? And what are you doing? You have a degree. You went to school. You did the work. Why aren't you in the work field, workforce of where you need to be? I don't get it. Okay. 80% of college debt is owned by women. That's a big number. Okay. I'd have said 80% of the women own it. Only 30% are using their degree and are in the work field of what they went to school for. The statistics are crazy. Now they say men lie, women lie. No, money lie, men lie, women lie, numbers don't, numbers can't be altered. But these numbers aren't, I know too many women that's not in this field. Hold it up. Got a lot of confusion. A lot of dudes not doing shit too. Let me just go back there. It's a lot of guys not doing nothing. And it's like, oh my God, what are you doing, bro? Like, what are you doing? I got a guy in my job right now, older than me. Let me just say that. Older than me. He's not older than me by much, but the fact that he's a day older than me, he's not a day older than me, some years, but he's a day over me. What are you doing? Like, the job's not hard. My job is not hard. It's very, very difficult. I mean, it's not difficult. It's not that difficult. It's learnable, okay? Was I good at my job when I first got it? No, I was trash. I was trash at my job. I can say that with a smile. I was trash. But I wanted to be better. Not because I was in fear of getting fired. I just wanted to be better. Like, oh, I saw the opportunity in the space to be a better worker, or a better worker, and get more money. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. Every man knows he did, apparently. And I'm going to stop it. I'm going to say that first. As an individual, I'm going to stop today. Because I verbally dismantled this man on a daily. And it's not fun. It's not fun no more. It's not fun because he doesn't. It's not fun because he's not growing. And I'm really big on growth. But at what level game do you just be content and comfortable with the bare minimum? It's people like, oh, I'm only gonna do like 8 hours a day, maybe 9. You know, I'm never gonna do too much. I don't want Uncle Sam doing it. Like, bro, that's excuses. Get the money, get the bag. You've been on the same job for 5 years. Craig Calvin said this. If you still selling OZs for 10 years, you're supposed to be up to bricks. I feel like that with a job, like you can't be at the same job 5 years and you ain't tried to be manager, you ain't tried to be a level one, you ain't tried to evolve into the bigger tax bracket. Why are you there? Why are you there? It makes no sense. It makes no sense, and it's depressing. I stepped up to management because like I applied for a house or two or seven, yeah, 11, 7. Making the money's not the problem. The minimum amount you can make was $35,000. That's easy, not problem. But. I kept putting out my real job facts and everything. But he was like, you keep putting out entry-level stuff. If you were in management, when you have the management or supervisor by a tag, when they do the reader thing, they're gonna read that. And they're gonna like, all right, cool. So I jumped to management. Okay. I also have a son, you know, who's 16 now. Man, 16. Ooh, man. Yeah, he had a birthday a couple of months ago. Well, last month. And he's finished. I'm not gonna lie, I equate a lot of it to a lot of women. You're not around the right women. You're not around the right type of people you need to be around. I'm sorry. It's not. I can count on one hand women who are single, have money, and who are doing something. A lot of women I know are single. I ain't gonna even lie when I say this. I'll be fighting the urge to call them a bum. The moment they get out of line, out of pocket, or say something, you a bum bitch. Cause like you like really when we like I pay my own bills, but they're your bills. You're supposed to pay them. Like I don't feel no type of way. Like why do y'all feel a man's supposed to pay y'all way all the time? Okay, you can't be a feminist mindset and want the slave treatment, the slave benefits. Cause when you're a slave, then you're took care of. That's the part of the slave game. The master has to take care of you. You are due to the service. Yeah, you gonna work, but he has to take care of. He has to take care of all the main things. It's like a job, and they're your boss. And like a lot of that responsibility happens. It don't happen with the flip. When you're a man and you're a woman, makes more money than you. You know. Hopefully you're not smart. I'm gonna be honest with you. I know a guy. I work with one. his girlfriend. I work with two of them. Matter of fact, two of them. And their girls make $75,000 to $125,000 a year at their job, at their 8 to 10 hour job of a day, right? One of them is a parent, one of them not, right? The guys they're with don't want to get married, don't want to step into management. They still want to do boy shit. I was like, oh my God, God be blessing idiots and babies. Apparently, I'm not an idiot. I'm not a baby. I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's just idiots and babies. You got a girl that's doing half the work. You debate like doing half the work. And you don't want to lock this in, bro. Like, boy, who raised you in my TK Kirkland voice? Who raised you? Like, for real. Y'all not taking trips. Y'all know, you don't have to pay a PS5. Let me say this. A PS5, I'm telling you right now. I'm letting you know something right now. A PS5 and a guy is equivalent to a female with a Birkin. It just brings in bouginess. You don't want to be a bougie person, bougie guy. No guy wants to be bougie. Get a PS5. Or the Xbox One Series thing. Or a custom PC. If you have a custom PC, that is high tier male bouginess right there. Okay? They look at you with disgust. The level of arrogance in his glare is on the top tier level of just ugh. It's amazing. But anyways, like, these two dudes, like, you got the great woman, and you are clearly the wrong guy for her. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't be getting it. I understand a lot of women just like the bare minimum and stuff. I get it. It's cool. I wouldn't tell nobody out there in real life, hey, that's cool. It's what you like. Hey, you like that? Cool. That's, no, I'm not going with that at all. I'm sorry. I'm not. You don't get married. You don't want to get into a house. Y'all steady looking for apartments. You make the money. You make the money. You make $125. Your girl, how your girl make $125,000 a year? A year. And you just like, we gonna rent. No. No, boo-boo. No. Let's go. Yeah, you gotta think about it. Let's just say y'all rent $700. A month, right? Two, three bedroom, whatever. Let's say it's a band. Let's give it a band. I'll put a band on it. Why not? Let's put a band on it. Okay? It's a band. $1,000 a month. Right? That's $10,000 in 10 months. $12,000 for a year, right? Right? That's not even a tenth of what she makes a year. And y'all out here struggling. What are you doing? We're not even adding the 40K that you make a year. 40K is around the 40K. The 40K that you can make a year. Y'all making over $150,000 and y'all struggling to pay rent. How? How, Sway? Hey, now, I'm going to tell you this part too. Killed me. I'm going to tell you like this. I had one of the most weirdest racist awakenings. Because in America, you're just taught that white is right. You're taught it. Mind you, I cohabitate, live with whatever, with Caucasian people. I look at them differently. I ain't gonna lie to you. Alright? They told me some things. They done some things, they told me some things. So therefore I don't put them in the same caliber than your apple pie, baseball loving, hot dog eating Caucasian American. But this one. We're talking about credit. At this point of the year, I was coming out of the fives towards the sixes, mid sixes, my credit. I hit 7. I hit 700 in two bureaus, right? Talking to credit by him. I was telling him, like, you know, get this app, get this program, call these numbers, you know, get all the information you need, pay off some stuff, and you know this, right? Mind you, he has Walmart cards, a Best Buy card. He doesn't have an actual credit card. Did I think it was weird? Yes. Yes, I did. Did I say it was weird? No. What are you doing? Don't nut up because the police is there. Keep driving. Damn. Anyways. I was like, well, what's your credit score? Oh, my credit score's got to be like, you know, 700, 750. All right, cool. So, does the app thing. They're getting evicted on their apartment. Shocker number two, but I digress. All right. They went and started applying for shit. He wasn't even at the 550 mark. He has. I was doing it for him. So I got to read all the little details of his credit history. Like, your credit history tells you a lot about you as an individual. That's crazy, too. It's crazy. Side note, if you're homeless, you're really winning with the credit thing, because if they can't tie you to an actual residence to do something, they really can't, you know, find you and charge you stuff. I learned that part. It's got credit. Anyways, yeah, credit was trash. I was like, so, no money, because we work the same job, same place. He's been there 2 years. We make the same amount of money. You've been there for 2 years, and I make the same amount of money as you. Mind you, I make more money than you, because he's only going to do 9 hours. Not doing 10. This job's not going to run my life. Right. You move packages and pallets on a forklift. I'm going to say it again. Whenever somebody in my job gets all huffy and puffy about some stuff, you move packages on a forklift, bro. Okay, this ain't nuclear science. This isn't heavy operation lifting. You move packages on a forklift, my guy. That's it. That's how you do. That's how you do. Get over yourself, my boy. I'm past it. I'll pass it. Like, hey, look, you know, cool. I talk shit about, you know, fast food workers and other certain job stuff, but on the real, nah, I'm cool, bro. You don't do nothing. Relax. You know? I make a little bit of content here and there. I make a couple people laugh. You know? I get paid, you know, to buy things, to test things, to let people know, you know, what this is, and, you know, how it works. I get paid. I make a little money here and there. But that's me. You think you are a god in a human form because of this job. Oh, I'm the best. If you're the best in a five, if you're the best person in a five-man pool, what do you think you are in the ocean? What do you think you are in a lake? It's five people working. I'm the best. And you're not even that good. It's like the level of skill a person has versus the need for it is crazy. I ain't gonna lie, it's crazy. I just don't be getting these two. I just be lost. I didn't take you on a whole little trip. People talking about failed marriages or graduation. Girl, shut up. Girl, shut up. Go be blessed. No. I'm on Kevin Gates today. I'm on Kevin Gates forever now. Girl, be blessed. Sorry for you. Hold it up.